It's all fun and games with Thanksgiving Day shopping until you have to work at the store after inviting people to your house for a holiday meal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update, coming to you from Washington, D.C. today. It was a workday in Japan where the Nikkei Index rose 1.8% to a near six-year high. That was a performance inspired both by Wall Street yesterday and the Japanese government's ongoing aggressive stimulus program. On Wednesday, the S&P 500 hit 1808, a record high. The Dow rose 0.2% and went into the holiday at 16,097. The FT 100 in London was trading upward all morning. Taking our call on a Thanksgiving morning is going above and beyond. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Happy Thanksgiving, Diane.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
I just noticed an odd accident of the calendar, because Thanksgiving is the fourth Thursday of the month by law, and because the month began on a Friday, this is the latest Thanksgiving that you can possibly have. I guess that means it is the shortest holiday shopping season, in a sense.
And retailers are panicking. It's one of the reasons we've got a bunch of retailers opening on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you very much. So some people won't be enjoying Thanksgiving. They'll be out shopping. Even though really most consumers shop for Christmas between December 15th and December 25th, that doesn't matter. These retailers are really scared this holiday season. It will be the most promotional and sales-oriented holiday season we've seen really since about 2008.
Because you're not going to sell a lot more if consumers are not confident about their personal finances. What do we know about confidence?
You know, what's been interesting is confidence has come back a little bit since it collapsed during the government shutdown, but it's not come back as much as many people had thought, and there really is some caution by consumers out there, so retailers might be right in their concerns about what the holiday season will look like. Consumers are saying they're not going to spend that much this holiday season.
Add to that the fact that incomes for so many Americans aren't rising all that much.
They're stagnant, and this is a real issue. The only real silver lining to this holiday season relative to a year ago is that finally prices at the pump are coming down. They're still high, but they're coming down, and that's the one thing that's freeing up a little bit of discretionary income. But remember, tax burdens for all Americans rose when the payroll holiday was ended at the beginning of the year. So relative to a year ago, a lot of people have less disposable income than they did last year.
Yeah, when the payroll tax holiday came to an end. Now, I better let you go. Don't we each have some stuffing to make or something?
We have lots of stuff to make. I'll be cooking all day long with lots of people, and that's what Thanksgiving's about, right?
Yeah, right. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A $2 million wrinkle in the scandal involving the manipulation of LIBOR, one of the most important interest rate benchmarks in the world. The Financial Times is reporting that Barclays will have to pay one of its former New York employees $2.1 million. The trader, Don Kun Lee, was let go last summer after the scandal broke, and he took his case to arbitration over breach of contract and prevailed. No comment from Barclays. A new smartphone operating system has just hit the market, and high demand produced an immediate backlog. It's called Yola. J-O-L-L-A, and went on sale in Finland yesterday. It's descended from the last operating systems from the old Nokia before it was snapped up by Microsoft. Terry Gibbons is a nurse who's worked many a Thanksgiving caring for patients. Then, to allow more time to help her with her elderly mother, she took a job at a big department store chain near her home in Rochester, Minnesota. That's okay. At least she'll get Thanksgiving off, she thought. This year, she invited relatives for the big meal, but retail has gotten in the way.
We were requested to put in, we had a little survey that came out, and it asked us when we would be available for Black Friday or Thanksgiving and what our preference was. And I don't think anybody got the hours that they wanted. So I was assigned for a shift that I was not available for.
Meaning Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yes. The one and only day that I will have my entire family.
Where are they coming in from?
I've got somebody coming from Wisconsin. I've got a couple that live nearby, and I've got family in Florida.
What time do you have to come in?
I have to be in at 7:30 in the evening, but my oldest son is working, and so we're going to have to be eating our turkey at 10 o'clock if I'm going to have everything cleaned up and visit with everybody. I really don't feel like eating turkey at 10 in the morning.
So what are you going to do?
We are still trying to decide what we want to do. We may just postpone it to Christmas and keep our fingers crossed that at least half the people can still make it.
because of this trend toward opening some of these retail stores on Thanksgiving Day itself. What do you make of that trend?
To me, family's the most important thing, so I think going shopping is not really a priority. You know, it's just real frustrating because I try to coordinate my kids coming because they're all grown, so trying to get them to come because they've got busy schedules and saving lives. I don't mind working, but shopping, I do mind working.
Terry Gibbons of Rochester, Minnesota, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, Terry still has her nursing work, but if you have to come in today for a job that's your only livelihood, that can alter the perspective, Phyllis Concordia will be working today in New Jersey.
I, for one, in this economy, am happy to be working on Thanksgiving, as many are. Some of us, not all of us, who are working get holiday pay. So for those of us who don't have any entertaining to do, not that we don't have to participate in any of the festivities, it's a great opportunity for many of us to make this extra money.
Phyllis Concordia from North Wildwood, New Jersey. And the Kremlin today told the luxury retailer Louis Vuitton to take down what some see as its gaudy display on Red Square towering over Lenin's tomb. It's a large glowing replica of a piece of one of the company's fancy suitcases, a structure that houses a traveling museum show. The company says that's too bad because proceeds were going to charity. From the Marketplace Washington Bureau today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.